You are tuned in to the Young Money Moguls Podcast. Join us for discussions on all things God, business, and family, being the bridge to your solutions and opportunities for true health and wealth at discretionary time. Here is your host, Ken the Don.
It's hard to hear. No one wants to hear that. But you're trying to appease to people who aren't your market. If they can't afford you, they aren't your market. If they can't afford you, they aren't your clientele. Let's do this the right way. What's up, you guys? This is Ken the Don. Thanks for joining into today's podcast. Listen, I'm so excited to talk with you guys about today's topic. Why are you here? That's literally what you need to be asking your customers. All right, why are you here? Are you here because I was trying to prove something wrong to you and now I'm just here to point a finger and say I made it? Or are you here because I'm actually solving a problem in your life? I'm actually providing something that you need. Because if you're doing that, if you're solving a problem, if you're providing a service, if you're providing a solution to somebody who's looking for an answer, they will pay whatever it needs to be paid. Oh yeah. We're talking about products today. We're talking about how to get people to buy your products. And the first step is realizing, well, not one of the first, one of the first steps is realizing that you might be going after the wrong type of people. Who are your clientele truly? Let's break this down. Let's get a better understanding of who our clientele are, of who we're looking to provide the service to that we're trying to give. What service is it? Let's be more specific, okay? This is what I'm talking about. We're not as specific. Let's get down to it, okay? To the nitty gritty. Look on Instagram. Look on Facebook. It shows you your insights. It shows you who looks, whether they're male or female, whether their age range is 25 through 30 or 20 through 25 or young kids, whatever it is. What are you gearing to? And then once you know what you're gearing to, what price range are you looking for? Because there's different, there's middle class, there's lower class, there's upper class, there's all these things. My cleaning services, my lawn services may be the highest ticket sale thing that we have to offer to people. But we have so much quality backing behind what we have to offer that people pay. It's $225 for a home. It's $325 for a big home sometimes. Residential, oh, those prices are different. And people accept that. Are you accepting of how you want your pricing to be? Are you okay with that? Are you comfortable with your prices? I've been in this health and wellness business for a little over 2 years now. In our first year, when I first started, they said we need to have our product at $50. I was like, $50? I was nervous because I said, people ain't gonna pay that for this. I was looking at the wrong people. When we started doing pop-up shops and going different places, people were paying out the woohoo for our items, especially when we did 16-ounce items, and it was $8 for a 16-ounce product. And I would see my Cash App just flood in with orders and items. That shook my mentality. That helped me to see, think bigger. There are people out there who want what you have to offer. It's just oftentimes, sometimes, we don't particularly care for it. Well, we don't particularly necessarily look at that and focus on that. We just think, are they going to buy that? Are they going to do it? Let me ask you a question. What's your quality like? Do you have good quality? Have you sent this product to 4 or 5 other people? Have you sent this to different family members or just different people? Have you said, hey, listen, I want to send this to you. I just want your review. I don't want your money. I don't want anything else. I just want your honest information on this. I want your honest review. When you get that and you begin to talk to them, they will give back their honest feedback. And a lot of you, I don't think you're ready for that. Because when you get that honest feedback, you'll know how to pivot and how to actually handle what you need to handle. Okay? Listen, when we start selling stuff on Amazon, I had to do a lot of reviews. I had to do a lot of reaching out to people. I had to do a lot of, hey, can you talk to me about this product? What can we do to make this better? How can we make this better? This is what you need. You need to open up the communication to between you and your clientele, you and your customers, so that you know how to better service them. Like I said, look into those insights. Dig into those analytics. If you aren't able to do it, call us. My team, me and my team, we're here to help you. We're able to help you guys break this stuff down so that you can get to the next level. A lot of you don't know because you just don't know. And so let us help you. But you have to understand, the clientele that you're going after may not be the clientele that you need to go after. This was something I had to learn. Even in my cleaning business, I'm going after people who broke, who got budgets, who are in the community because I'm trying to service, better help the community. Listen, I help the community with my nonprofit things, but when it comes to my actual business, I can't help them. I can help certain people in the community, people who want to buy our products and people who want to be in it, but I know where to go, okay? When it comes to nonprofit, I can help lower class and things of that sort. And that's nothing bad, it's just the reality of where they are. Why go to somebody who can only afford $100 a month and expect them to pay $500 a month? You need $500 a month to survive. You need $500 a month to support you and your family. But going to somebody who cannot do that is dumb. It's oblivious. So let's bring this back to reality. That's what I love. I love this about my gifting. I love this about me is that I'm able to bring things back to the reality, back to the basics and the economics of things. Go to the clientele that has what you want, that has the fortitude to handle what you are expecting, what you are offering. When we went to Micah, well, I don't know if I should name names, but we went to a really good art institute around here. We went to a really good school that had a lot of prominent people and had a lot of things going on, and we just decided to do a pop-up. They didn't ask about the Tizen drinks. I was offering them out as samples. They loved the taste, and they went and bought it. Nobody said, oh, how much it costs? $8. Oh, my God. Why I gotta pay $8? You know, I can go here and pay that. Okay, go there. Do people go to Lamborghini and say, oh my God, I can pay this much at Lexus, or I can pay this much at BMW? No. So why do you allow people to come into your business and say that? Why do you allow people to come into there and tell you how much they aren't gonna pay, how much they aren't gonna do this and they aren't gonna do that? That's fine. That's perfectly fine. Do that. But listen, you are valuable. Your business is valuable. And you are worth every ounce, every cent that you're trying to charge. Every ounce, every cent that you're trying to put out there. You are worth it. So listen. Don't get caught up in all of this cliche and this buddy-buddy stuff and all of that things and all the stuff that don't matter. People talk all the time. Talk. I see indirect posts all the time. And sometimes I see it from people and I'm like, well, because you know they're talking about you're very specific. But at the end of the day, if I never had a problem with you and I never expressed myself to you, if I have a problem, I'll say something. I'm just speaking for me now at this point. If I have a problem, I'll say something. So what's all these like subliminal texts and tweets and posts and stuff? Be direct. Talk to me. But if they can't have access to you, obviously, who cares? If they don't have access to you, who cares? I'm getting a little off track. Somebody must be on this live that needed to hear that. But listen, there's somebody out there who's willing to buy your product. When somebody bought our $7,000 coaching package, that opened up my mind, that expanded my mind to understand that there are people out there who have the money. When I was working and building my nonprofit, and once I built it, I got a letter from the state saying, hey, we're giving this money to Xfinity so that they can have Xfinity everywhere, and they can do this and they can do that. And they showed the amount of money that was on that paper. I said, oh, the city got money. The state got money. I'm no longer going to care for anybody saying, oh, there's no money out there. There's no this. There's no opportunity. It's money out there. Y'all just have to tap into the right resources. Trust me. I'm only telling you what I learn and what I go through. A lot of you are listening to other people instead of going through stuff for yourself. Go through it for yourself. Learn it for yourself. I'm telling you. Go through it and learn it for yourself. Ask your customers. Ask yourself, why are they here? Why do I have the customers that I have? What is the intent? What is the purpose of this? Am I really solving problems, or am I trying to prove people wrong? Am I doing this for my own ego, for my own feelings? Because when you, when you really step into impact over income, it changes. Like I said, people will pay for what you have to offer. You don't have to beg them. You don't have to get them to see whatever or any, you don't have to do any of that. You have it. You clearly understand because you're clearly communicating. If you feel as though you're clearly communicating something and they're still not getting it, they aren't your customer. They aren't your clientele. They're trying to make this work for them. They're trying to make this fit around that. And that's not what you need. You need, everything in life is transactional. Everything. I don't care what they say. Everything in life is transactional. If you want something, you have to either buy it or you have to do something to get it. It's transactional. Everything in life is transactional. So if it costs a lot, people will pay for what they want. People want a PS5, they pay for it. People want Jordans, they pay for it. People want Nike, they pay for it. People want to look a certain way, they pay for it. Why can't they pay for what you're offering? Because you're looking at the wrong clientele. You're looking at the wrong people. And it's okay. I'm here to help you. Here to talk to you, that little whisper, that little guidance to say, hey, look, look another way. Shift. Do this different. Do that different. Listen, if you're looking at this live, if you're listening to this podcast, that means you're meant to listen to it. You're meant to look at it. I don't care what anyone else says, but look, I'm glad you're here. If you haven't already, go ahead and like and subscribe. Like I said, if you're looking to go to the next level, if you're looking to really be serious about this and take this to the next level, and understand your product, understand what you have to offer, the trueness of what you have, the value of what you have, join us. Call 410-929-1772, or you can hit me up at admin@kenterprisesllc.net. Admin@kenterprisesllc.net. It's like enterprise, but with a K in the beginning. Kenterprise. Kenyon, listen, I understood how to break down, okay? Kenterprise, Kenyon. I love you guys. If you haven't, go ahead, like and subscribe and share this. Look, I'm here and I'm committed to helping you grow and be the best you can be. I love it. I love you guys. Take care.